You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
The Māori Party are in unstable territory with their recent defeat in the election pushing them out of Parliament. Following their defeat, co-leader Te Uruura proclaimed he would not be running for re-election in 2020. Yesterday, the Māori Party president Tuku Morgan announced his resignation from the party, calling for the co-leaders to do the same. I spoke with co-leader Marama Fox about the current state of the Māori Party and asked her how she felt about the instability.
We've been talking about that since the election. That's not a surprise at all. We've had that call from everyone in the party. And it's, let me clarify, it's not actually about resigning. It's about seeking a new mandate, should we wish to stand. Now, Tudor Flavel has already indicated he wasn't going to contest the 2020 election. There is also some debate about whether or not we constitutionally, according to the Māori Party constitution, are still co-leaders anyway. Because according to our constitution, within 6 weeks of election, we're supposed to have an AGM to reconfirm. Because we had lost the election, that was put aside for a hui taumata. So the point of the whole thing is that we need to seek a new mandate from our membership to see if we are the preferred people to continue to lead the party. Now, Tudor having indicated that he was going to not contest the 2020 election, obviously there'll be a replacement there. I'm happy to stay on if the whānau want me to, but also there's an ongoing conversation amongst the party about refreshing the whole thing, bringing new young people through as a future for the Māori Party and so on and so on. So if that's the case, if that's the strategy, because we've got a working group going through that at the moment, then I'm happy to step down and allow new, fresh people to come through. But that decision will be made in time at the AGM.
So there's been a lot of instability in politics this year with the changeover of the Labour leader during the election and post the election with the Māori Party not getting into Parliament. These two people who are really, really important to the party stepping out of the frame light. What do you think the chances of the Māori Party dissolving are?
Absolutely nil to nothing. The Māori Party is the kaupapa movement of the people, similar to the Mana Party. And in fact, at some point, we probably have discussions with them to think about how do we unify that voice again of mana Māori motuhake. It's a movement of rangatiratanga. It's not just about the foreshore and seabed, as others would have you believe. It's not just about the takutaimwana or the kermadex. It's about actually realising the aspirations of Māori for rangatiratanga on our own whenua, about ensuring that the place of the treaty is enshrined in law, about ensuring that representation for our Indigenous people has continued to be upheld without any fear of being hamstrung by political policy that goes against some of the aspirations that we would like. And so it's about a kaupapa Māori movement. And so that whether or not the Māori Party is the party to represent that, or it stays in this form, there will be something that continues to represent those needs, that kaupapa and that aspiration. I still believe that that's the Māori Party, but it will need refreshing and it will need a re-look at how do we continue to grow that movement across Aotearoa, outside of the political realm and inside the political arena.
The Labour Party won all of the Māori electorate seats, and having a strong Māori presence in Parliament with the other parties as a whole, why do you think the Māori Party still has a place within this? Do they not represent the movement?
No, I don't think they do at all. They represent the British Labour Party, and those Māori who are in the National Party represent the New Zealand National Party. Those people who are in New Zealand First represent the views of New Zealand First. And here's an example. Ron Mark, for example, was the treaty negotiator for Ngāti Kahungamiki Wairarapa. It's widely known that Wairarapa have been trying to get the Lake Wairarapa back in their treaty settlement as the guardians and protectors of that moana. And Ron Mark campaigned vigorously for that. Now that he's in New Zealand First, New Zealand First proudly say that no Māori should own any water or the riverbeds or the lakebeds, he now purports the position of New Zealand First, but not the position of the people from which he used to represent as a treaty negotiator. So, I mean, it's one small example of how when you're a Māori inside another political party, you are whipped into following the line of the party. So Nanaia Mahuta, for example, came out last year, or the year before, I believe, in 2016, saying that she believed Te Reo Māori should be compulsory. At that time, Andrew Little said, oh no, that's not our policy. But if you are a Māori person inside the Labour Party and you believe that Te Reo Māori should be compulsory in schools, you will have to toe the line and do as you're told around the policy of the Labour Party, unless you can influence the party to change its stance. Currently, that's not the case, because Calvin Davis has already told us that they want it compulsorily available. Well, that's already what National do. So two small examples I could go on about the difference between being a Māori person in a party that doesn't purport to support every kaupapa Māori model, or a Māori party that absolutely supports day in and day out the rangatiratanga of our people and their aspirations.
So you talked about your relationship with the Mana Party. Could we see an alliance between the two of you?
Well, we had an alliance of sorts throughout the last election. I think that went well. Old wounds have healed. We managed to work together with Hune, and we literally agree on most things. Our policies are pretty similar. A couple of things we didn't agree on, and one of those was around the Ture Whenua. But, you know, when that was put aside because it wasn't going to make it through in time before the election, it became a non-issue. We work on the things that we agree with, and what we absolutely agree with is the pursuit of mana Māori motuhake.
You talked about the upcoming AGM. What new face could we be seeing as potential leaders in the Māori Party?
I'm not sure about any other female faces, although I'm pretty sure there'll be a few out there who may want to take on that challenge, and I'd happily support them if that's what the party wants us to do. But definitely we've heard about Shane Todima, who was a standout performer in Tāmaki Makaurau. Despite losing in that electorate, he was definitely, I think, one of the better contenders for that seat. And also Lance O'Sullivan has indicated that he's interested in the leadership, and he did that publicly prior to the election, that he'd seek to stand in the 2020 election, and I think that may still be on the cards. And so I think there are a number of people who are looking at that possibility. What does that look like? But we need to make sure whoever we put up are the people who are going to reinvigorate the party to a point where they can make it back into Parliament in 2020. And it's been done before. It may need a longer rest or may not. There is a strategy team that's working on that right now, and I'm looking forward to the AGM at the end of January, so that we can have a look at what we've been able to come together about the future of the party, the direction we want to go in, and therefore who are the right people to take it through to that point.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.